What's going on, everybody? 10-Minute Misconduct Podcast back with the third installment of the Why We Hate series. This one, Wes McCauley, we're coming for you on this episode, yep. Bud.
Much anticipated. You knew it was coming.
Yep. This is 3 out of 3 for this overdramatic prick. This is another one kind of like the Jack Edwards, like, it's all feel.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's had such a long career as a ref, you can't pick out specific bad calls. But every ref has a bad call. It's a hard job.
We're not here to talk about bad calls per se.
No. We're here to talk about how we feel about that a guy who fucking wants to include himself in the game as much as possible for no reason.
He likes being in the fucking spotlight. And when you're a ref, the one place you shouldn't be is in the fucking spotlight.
Yeah. He milks every second he can, especially on camera.
Yeah.
And
everyone blowing him for it is even more infuriating.
It's not about him. I'm sure.
I honestly think I hate the people that love Wes McCauley more than I hate Wes McCauley.
That's fair.
Like I hate Wes McCauley because people are like, oh, fucking Wes McCauley.
Yeah.
I'm fucking jizzing over the guy.
Yeah, you like to have something to complain about.
That's a valid fact.
I'm just a contrarian by nature, whereas if something's too popular, I don't want any part of it.
You're out, yeah.
As I'm doing a podcast, which is probably one of the most popular media platforms in the world.
Especially this year.
Yeah.
Everyone's starting to pod.
That's not the point. The point is people care about the call, Wes, not how it's fucking given.
Oh, my God. And then I don't know if there is any specific thing you could point to or moment you could point to, but I have one that just really fucking bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with, I think it was this previous season. No, maybe it was, yeah, this previous season. Sorry, it's tough to tell with the whole COVID bullshit.
Yeah, everything's a blur.
But it was with the Tkachuk brothers.
Oof.
Neither of which is a center.
The one where he kicked out both centers?
He kicks out both centers. It is a regular season game. He kicks out both centers so the Tkachuks could take
a face-off.
Fucking face-off together. Cute moment, right? But they were playing on the opposite wing this particular shift. So they're already
lined up next to each other
for the face-off, which is fine. And the Tkachuks talked about this on Spit and Chicklets, and they were like, we were fine with that.
We got
a cool photo. It was great.
Yep.
And then they kick us out, and Matthew Tkachuk was pissed because he's like, Brady knows how to take face-offs. I don't.
Yeah.
So now I'm fucked and my team is fucked.
Yeah.
And this is a game that counts. The Senators, didn't matter. You're not making playoffs. I'm not saying this one face-off is make or breaking whether the Flames are going to make playoffs or not.
Right.
But
it's just about
when
Wes.
Every point counts, it's like, don't make the game about yourself.
Yeah, it was
a stupid thing.
Literally, him taking control of the game to like make that happen.
It was a week before the fucking All-Star game that was hosted in St. Louis this year, their hometown.
Yeah,
because his dad played in St. Louis, and they're both playing in the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
And Wes is reffing the All-Star game. Let them do that at the fucking All-Star game when it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't care about the regular season face-off. Like, if they're already lined up against
each
other.
And it was like 3-on-3, so they were probably just going to throw him in at center or whatever.
It was just a way for him to interject himself into the game again. Because,
buddy.
Okay, so he has an NHL crest on the front of his fucking sweater, so he thinks he's a player. Like, he used to play defense, I think, whatever, got drafted by the Red Wings.
Doesn't matter.
Spent his whole professional career in the minor leagues and got hurt. So now he's just overcompensating and thinks he's one of the boys.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen videos of his, like, locker room fucking pregame
thing.
Chumming
it up with everybody, yeah.
No, just with the other fucking refs and linesmen.
Oh,
just, like,
oh,
he thinks he's captain of the squad.
Get out of here.
Like, dude, you're a ref. You have fucking one job. That's it. You don't need to be a part of the game.
Yeah, you're not the fucking
Your stripes are vertical, not horizontal. You don't have a stick in your hand. Fucking just do your job.
He's got a stick in his ass, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, fucking.
Speaking of do your job, multiple of his, like, mic'd up kind of things.
Oh, my God.
Where he's like, line changes are the best part of my game. Hey, during line changes, if there's too many men, you have at least 14 other players, or 14 players and coaches.
Yeah.
Screaming at you that there's too many men. Those people turn into referees. They do your job for you.
Yeah.
If the easiest part of your game is...
The thing everybody notices. Yeah. Hey, they have too many guys.
Yeah. Best part of your game is counting, you're fucked.
Counting to six, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, not... We're not talking football. Football, at least they got to get to 12.
11.
Well, 12... 11 is what you need. 12 would be over.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Maybe I should be a fucking ref. I can't count.
Yeah, fuck it. Maybe it'd be a tough part of your game.
Yeah. I haven't ever really even seen, this is biased, of course, but I haven't ever seen a Devils game where Wes McCauley has refed. And I'd be like, oh, this should be a fairly called game. I'm just like, all right, what side's getting today?
I'm not trying to sound biased here, but.
But I've never seen him ref like a great game.
No. People like his theatrics and his personality, but those are two qualities a ref shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go unnoticed, fly under the radar. The only time you're noticeable is when you're making a call, when you have to make a call.
Yeah.
Other than that, shut the fuck up, and when you're making a call, go in there. I got real fucking Staten Island there.
That's fine.
When you're making a call, go in there and do your fucking job and get out. When he puts the live mic on, he milks it.
Oh, my God.
He milks it. He's got, I got fucking 17 people, and they're hanging on my every word.
Yep.
Listen, buddy. Just get in there, say what you got to say, and get the fuck out.
Bro, I don't need to know the zebra's name at the zoo. I don't need to know the zebra's name on the ice. Dude. I don't care about his personality, his name, nothing. I was going to say
he acts like it's a fucking Broadway performance, but you know what the perfect analogy is? Him call like saying what the call is, or penalty, or reviewed goal, or whatever.
Yep.
It's the equivalent of Maury Povich.
Oh, you
doing the fucking
you're
DNA
not the
result?
Father?
Oh, we got the diagnostics results in, and it'll be like, never mind, I can't do it. I was gonna say a name, and I can't.
Okay.
Jim.
Okay.
As Tom Segura would say, it's not fucking. He'll be. Like, Jim, you are not the father. It's like, that's Wes McCauley on everything he does with the mic.
Yeah.
Give it up.
I don't care how he delivers it. I want to know what it is.
So that's why people like him. That's why I fucking hate him.
Yep.
And if any of these people that say they like Wes McCauley,
my
main gripe is that they can't name me another ref, first and last name in the entire league.
Nope.
Or linesman. Or any other official or whatever the fuck involved with the league besides Wes McCauley. And that right there is your issue.
Yeah.
Of course, he's your favorite. He's the only one you fucking know. And the fact that you know him shows he's a piece of shit.
Exactly. This I think, of our six listeners, will divide them more than the other two. Why we hate.
Because
people love Wes McCauley.
I typed into Google, Wes McCauley
sucks, couldn't find anything about it.
I know. We were saying this was another off-the-cuff episode. Out of necessity, I tried to do some research. I couldn't find shit. The guy's out there kissing babies and signing autographs.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, my God. He's done so many Stanley Cup finals, and people always have problems with the calls in Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah, like, so don't you think that's a reflection at some point?
I know for a fact there's people who will suck Wes McCauley's dick, but then complain about the refs in one game that their
the
team is playing
are
in.
Always fixed,
and he was the one fucking reffing it. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, you only like him because you know his name.
Yep.
Like you said, like, I can't do that. I can't.
And, I believe his dad was a ref as well.
Very well respected.
And
ref.
Well respected, but. I'm sure the guy fucking knew his place.
Yeah.
But now I think that's part of his ego. He's got this lineage thing.
Yeah.
It's like, buddy, give it up. You're not fucking William Nylander because your dad was an NHL ref. You're a ref.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Like the lineage thing, and I'm sure the players get a kick out of him. The players will laugh with him, whatever. But at the end of the day, the players know you're fucking ref. We're not going to go hang out afterward and get a drink.
No.
You're going to go home to your fucking house and your family, and I'm still going to make millions of dollars. Like, we're different.
Yeah.
You're trying to act like we're the same. We're different. Now, granted, I have no skill or ability to be a player or a referee.
No.
But as a fan of the game, yeah. I feel like you're entitled to your own opinion.
In my opinion,
the guy sucks fat dicks.
Yeah, and you know what? You know your place as a fan. Are you out here claiming to be the fucking best and showing off and fucking...
No, but one of my greatest accomplishments as a fan was at a Devils game that we went to. We had like 7th row tickets, and the face-off was in the corner that we were sitting in, and it was Wes. It was right before the fucking puck drop, and he waits so goddamn long to drop the puck.
Yeah, he's waiting for his favorite part in the song.
Yeah. So, it got quiet right when he was about to drop it, and I said, Wes, you're a fucking bum, and he looked at me. At least I think he did. In my heart, he looked at me, and he knew.
Yeah. Whether he looked at you or not, he heard it, and he felt it. And that's something he's never heard in a game before, because everybody wants to suck the guy's dick metaphorically.
Yeah, so if you're going to come at me with one of those, like, well, you wouldn't say it to his face, I already did.
Yeah.
All right? I already did. He's a fucking bum.
And I'll do it again, goddammit.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it in front of his wife. I don't give a fuck.
I'll tell her to go fuck herself. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's all I got on Wes. We're at 11 minutes, 20 seconds. That's good enough for me.
That's fine. I got it off my chest.
Wes, go fuck yourself, buddy.
You.
And we got more installments of this coming. Not sure who we're going to do. Rate and review the podcast. Tell us who you hate, and maybe we'll agree. Maybe it'll inspire us to do an episode on them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks for tuning in to the 10-Minute Misconduct Podcast. Bye.
Can't say that. What a way to end it.